The University of Iowa's athletic department became the first in the Big Ten to wobble and stumble under the sheer weight of an empty football stadium. With lost revenues from a lost football season projected at about $100 million, the powers that be down in Iowa City decided to jettison four low-revenue sports to stop the bleeding. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. This is a program that you helped sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. Those four former Hawkeye sports that are being dropped include men's gymnastics, men's and women's swimming, and men's tennis. Jason Kirst is a redshirt senior on that tennis team, and he's with me for reaction. So, Jason, was this stunning for you when you heard the news that your program's being dropped like a bolt out of the blue, or did you kind of see this thing coming?
You know, I knew that football plays a huge role in our department, so it was a pretty alarming, obviously, event when the fall sports were postponed, but I still definitely didn't see this coming, per se. I knew that some changes would have to be made, maybe some positions in the department would have to be cut or some different budget cuts, but there's no way that I really could have prepared for this news, especially after we're still working through what it's looking like going into this year after our season was cut short last year due to COVID, and I made the decision to come back as a fifth year. So we're already battling a bunch of other different things, and I definitely didn't see this one coming.
Yeah, you did get a slice of your season in before the curtain came down because of COVID. At the time, you guys were ranked 20th in the country. Best team, I think, in the history of Hawkeye men's tennis. And that has to make the latest news that your program's being dropped even more heartbreaking for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was devastating. And like you said, Greg, we were on the way to doing something special. And we were ranked 20 when the season finished. We believe we could have gotten a lot higher than that. I'm pushed in the NCAA tournament for a Sweet 16 berth or further. So that devastating announcement of the program cancellation and even just our season getting cut short last year was made a lot worse by how well things were going previously.
So, Jason, what are your gut feelings about this, what's taking place? You kind of feeling sort of betrayed by the athletic department there?
I don't know if betrayed is the right word. I definitely know that I'm hurting, and my teammates are as well. For me personally, it's been super challenging. I've had an awesome 4 years, and it was an easy decision for me to choose to come back for the fifth year because I love Iowa City. I love the University of Iowa. I love my teammates, my coaches. I love our program. So I was excited for this opportunity, and then to have this roadblock thrown in the way is really, really tough. I think I think I'm not pleased with how the situation's been handled. I wish there was a little more reasoning, and I really am disappointed in the timing of it all. I know we had international guys who, because the majority of our team is from outside the United States, and we had international teammates who came back into Iowa City from overseas, and a day later the program was cut. And it's been hard to get clear answers why the timing led to this decision, why what other Big Ten schools are doing, where they're maybe waiting and seeing what happens in spring football, and why that wasn't an option. So that's been frustrating, definitely. I wouldn't say betrayed, but I definitely still am left with some question marks.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think the tennis team, men's tennis team, became one of the cost-cutting victims here?
Yeah, well, they left a letter. President Bruce Harreld and AD Gary Barta sent out a public letter on the 21st of August when the programs were cut and left 12 pieces of criteria. Those varied from the degree of interest on a local and national scale in the sport, the cost of the program itself, taking into account Title IX and gender equity rules. So there are a lot of different points. Yeah, program success historically, there were different points. I'm not sure that those help give anyone any sort of comfort, just because on any one of those 1 points of criteria, you could have pointed and said, oh, it should have been this team, or maybe this choice was justified, or anything. So it's I think that was the closest thing we've gotten to an explanation, but I don't know if that is enough for anyone to feel totally comfortable with the choice.
Yeah. You think this is just sort of the tip of the Big Ten iceberg here, that other schools are going to do the same thing, drop some sports? How about Iowa? I mean, you think more sports are going to be sliced off here because of the football revenues being lost?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what's going to happen at Iowa in the conference, but I really do think that what's going on with COVID-19 is going to be a total reshuffling of the deck for college sports. I mean, this is the first time college football is not happening the way it is in, I don't know, over a century. I mean, it survived two world wars. It survived the Great Depression and COVID-19 to get out at least for the Big Ten this fall. So that's not going to be easily navigated, and that's obviously evidenced by the cut of our program and the other three. So while it's my prayer that no other programs have to, and no other student-athletes have to experience what we've been going through over the last week and a half, I wouldn't be shocked if Iowa or any of the other 13 Big Ten schools had to make the tough decision to cut some sports.
All right, 5'9", redshirt senior Jason Kearst of the Iowa Hawkeyes men's tennis team. We're talking about the program being dropped by the U of Iowa here, that announcement just a few days ago. And, Jason, we're out of time for today's show. So may I ask you if you'd be gracious enough to come back, and we'll talk about Iowa tennis and the situation there. And talk about your faith, how Jesus, living for him and him living in you, gives you peace to handle this kind of just devastating news. So I appreciate you coming back next time, all right?
All right, perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.